Stripe is rolling out a new push to turn social networks into shopping malls by adding buy buttons. And they've already signed up Twitter. Kurt Wagner writes for Recode and co-authored a piece on this news and joins us now. Welcome to the show, Kurt.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Now, how does Stripe's buy button work exactly?
So essentially what Stripe is trying to do is there are retailers and platforms that are out there that have a lot of reach. So in this case, we'll use Twitter as an example because that's an early partner that they announced yesterday. But what you would do is if you're a retailer, you would sign up with Stripe and you would upload your product catalog. And then it'd be very simple for you to promote those products along with a button to purchase those products on all of the other partners that Stripe has in their system. In this case, Twitter being one of the first ones. I think ShopStyle is the other one, the other big one that they announced yesterday. So the idea would be that if all retailers and all publishing platforms use Stripe, it'd be very simple for everyone to get their products all over the internet. Of course, that does require everyone to buy into Stripe's model and Stripe's product, of course. But, you know, that's how they see the benefit.
Hey, Kurt, building on that in terms of the model, any clues in terms of how they lined up Twitter here? And would Twitter be able to do this on their own without partnering?
So I'm not exactly sure how Stripe and Twitter necessarily came together, but it makes a lot of sense, right? Because Twitter has offered a buy button in the past, but it really hasn't been that prominent. I mean, what your experience has been like, but I very rarely see an item on Twitter with a buy button attached to it. And so I think they would love to get more into the commerce game. And yes, they could do these kinds of relationships individually. And I think that they probably will, from conversations I had yesterday at the event, I think they will have one-on-one relationships with some big retailers, maybe like an Amazon or a Target or someone like that. But for all of the smaller retailers out there, you know, it's a lot of work to have a one-on-one relationship with all of those folks. So if they can, you know, use Stripe as the platform or the middleman, they essentially get access to all of these smaller retailers that they might not otherwise make the time or effort to connect with. And that would mean a lot more products on Twitter in your timeline for people to buy.
Kurt, Pinterest is definitely not on board. Facebook seems unlikely to embrace this because they didn't invent it. I don't see this going on to Google Plus. Where else besides Twitter might this offering show up?
Sorry, Mike, you kind of broke out just a little bit. Were you just asking?
Yeah, I'm just saying Pinterest is not going to participate in this Stripe buy button thing, and Facebook probably isn't either. Who else do you think would be a candidate for this for buy buttons just like Twitter has been?
Well, I think that Facebook, I know you said that they're probably not going to, and I'm kind of in agreement with you, although they have worked with Stripe before on their buy button, so perhaps they would be able to convince them. But I think that Facebook is really where they should be focusing, because not only would that probably include Facebook proper, the news feed, but I would imagine it would include Instagram as well, which is huge. And then, of course, I think the fourth one you got to think about is Snapchat. And not a lot of people think about Snapchat right now because they don't necessarily offer a buy button or any kind of shopping experience, but they do have a Snap Cash feature where I could pay you money, you can pay your friends money. So there are people with debit card information logged into Snapchat's system, and therefore it would be, you know, a logical next step for them to offer the ability to actually buy products. So I think they got to go after Facebook and Instagram as a combo. That would be huge for Stripe. And then I think Snapchat is another logical example of where we might see something like this actually crop up.
Hey, Kurt, what about longer term? Are there any clues that there might be some search capabilities here? The reason I ask is buy things, everything just flows through the stream so quickly these days. Could I, as a consumer, actually search some sort of index to see what I could go shop for using their system either today or maybe longer term on their roadmap?
That's a really good question. I wish I had a better answer for you. As of right now, I have no idea, but that would make a lot of sense, right? Because if retailers are offering up essentially their product catalogs, that's a lot of information that Stripe would have, and it would, you know, I guess people to go check it out. So as far as I know, I'm not aware of whether or not that's like on the product roadmap, but I think that, you know, the ability to go from a product level versus a platform level to try and find stuff to buy would make a lot of sense.
And that's exactly why I believe you're right that we're likely to see an Amazon get involved, because, of course, the general idea of buying things on social networks through buy buttons is a direct competitor to the habit that everybody has right now of just going to Amazon and buying it. And so they're going to want to get a piece of that. And Amazon has shown a willingness to try all kinds of different platforms to sell their stuff, including coming out with their own hardware division, working with brick and mortar retailers and so on. So I wouldn't be surprised at all.